The crosses. Yep, the crosses are very eye-opening. We used to live in Lahaina for the winters, and our place was lost in the fire. Now we take volunteer groups to the island to help wherever we can. On our first morning, we take our group to the crosses, where a deep realization sets in about just how devastating this is. Not was, is. It's still going on. In fact, you could say it's only just begun for them. On our first visit to the crosses, which was 6 months post-fire, as we walked in, there was a woman walking out sobbing. I grabbed her and hugged her with purpose as she cried and cried on my shoulder. She had not been there yet, and 10 of the crosses were for her family and friends. I wasn't letting go, and neither was she. I told her I would hold her as long as she needed, because that's what we came for, to help in any way possible, even if it was just to cry it out with the locals. We hugged for an extremely long, long time as I watched my volunteer group walking past all the memorials with their heads hung and tears in their eyes. There's no way to understand what happened to this community until you sit right in the middle of reality. And even then, we still cannot even begin to understand the terror of that day. As she started to let go, she looked up at me and said, "Mahalo." And then she said, "You know what the worst part is? Everyone has already forgotten us." We named our trips Project Give Aloha, and even before we had met her, we had tokens made to hand out to people we encountered along the way. One side says Project Give Aloha, and the other one says we promise to never forget. I can't wait to return with our next group in October to help again, give hugs, listen, and just show how much we haven't forgotten.